Brian and Terry.
Hi, Brian.
How you doing?
Good. We're so glad you're back.
Me too.
All your friends were wondering, when is your first actual air day?
I think it's February 29th.
Oh, good. Oh, good. The countdown can begin then, huh?
It's a coming. It's like Christmas all over again.
No, it's true, though. Your fans have been very faithful, and they've been clamoring for your return, and they must be just so satisfied that it's finally happening.
I have the best fans ever. They send me balloons and cake and cookies and chocolate-covered strawberries and healthy nuts. Well, we don't need to talk about the nuts. they give me a lot of cool things and a lot of support, and I think they need to know how powerful they are, because I'm probably back because of them.
Were you watching the show while you were gone?
I admit I tuned in every now and then just to see where it was going and how it was being run.
Mm-hmm. Especially with, I know you did other interviews today, but as fans, we're all watching the show going, wow, the show really needs Lucas right now. There's so much going on with Will and Sammy and Karen Austin and the Horton family and Jennifer. It was just so obvious that you needed to come back. And you're like the missing puzzle piece, really, to the show.
Well, a lot of times I've been watching it at home, and then they mention me or bring me up or something, and you know, Lucas is an ongoer, he's busier, and I would always yell at the screen, I'm not busy, I can come back, I'm just doing construction, call me. And, you know, my managers kind of kept saying, just be ready, because a lot of storyline is geared around a lot of your old stories, so just, you know, we don't know, but be ready, and if it happens, then, you know, be ready to jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I would do that. So I was really happy when they called.
Lucas is involved with a lot of women on the show. How does Lucas feel about Carrie and Austin splitting up, Sammy and Rafe splitting up, Daniel and Chloe getting divorced? Does he feel any satisfaction, like, yeah, you know, these couples didn't work out?
Well, I don't know if he's thinking on those terms anymore or you know, really, you know, happy that other people don't have love. I think, well, he comes back engaged, so he's kind of, you know, non-judgmental on his past and you know, claiming anybody or wishing anything bad on anybody. But I think that, you know, when he comes back and does run into certain people, certain feelings come up again, and you know, he starts to question if he's doing the right thing by getting married to this girl from Hong Kong or this girl he met in Hong Kong, or if he, you know, if somebody from his past isn't going to resurface and beat him. So when he comes back, he's obligated to another woman, but yet still has a lot of history with people. So it's going to be interesting. And then he never likes when he's, you know, Sammy has somebody that she's having trouble with. He gets really territorial with Sammy and starts out wanting to help her, and then he ends up confronting the guy, and then he ends up kind of rehashing some feelings maybe, and then, you know, questioning his situation. So it's definitely fun to play, coming back and having all those different colors to kind of show.
Yeah. And how's Lucas fitting in with all of his siblings, with Muldoon returning and Lisa Rinna? You guys almost have the whole clan back together again.
We got the band back together. He's really happy to see Billy, and, you know, he's obviously happy to see his mom again and be there for her and be involved in the business aspect and her personal life, which is always upside down, and is always linked to Sammy somehow, so
mm-hmm.
He's always got that to kind of worry about. He runs into Austin and has a really good, you know, greeting with him, but then, of course, a couple minutes go by and they get in under each other's skin just like they used to. So it's been fun to kind of play those dynamics, but they're really fresh now, and, you know, a lot of people are coming in with their A game, so we take really quick now. we have a week off every month, so it's important to go in and know your stuff.
Right.
Everyone's really been happy and rejuvenated to be back, so, you know, there's this huge Andy and standard to reach in every scene. So it's been a challenge, but it's been fun.
Is Lucas supposed to stay in Salem, or is he planning on going back to Hong Kong?
You're going to have to tune in and see.
Oh.
He wants to be there because, you know, his priority is to be a dad, and mm-hmm. he realizes probably he hasn't been there for his children.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's coming back to be more stable in their lives and be more present. But, you know, he's always got this tie with this girl, and you never know what's going to happen with her. So at this point, you know, he's still kind of wavering, and then he, you know, has a lot of things to attend to, so he's not that quick to go back.
Mm-hmm. How does Will handle, how does Lucas handle Will coming out as being gay?
Well, he doesn't know officially when he comes back. He
right.
just knows that Will's going through some hard times. And he knows that he needs his dad in some aspect. So there's a lot of questioning and kind of observing on Lucas's end and kind of, probing him and seeing what's going on and finding things out on his own. And mm-hmm. The writers did a really good job. We had two scenes together, me and Chandler, where Lucas somewhat begins to see what's going on. And then realize, you know, Will's choices in life, and he really honors it and respects him, and the writers do a great job of handling that struggle that parents go through, and for whatever reasons, you know, I think Lucas was mostly worried about how other people would treat Will,
right.
but was backing Will on, you know, if he did feel that way, that it would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But Will doesn't come out and say it, so there's always this lingering awkwardness that's building for an eventual, you know, realization, I think. So it's been fun to play.
Will Lucas be breaking any beds in Salem?
Well, you know he's breaking beds. Sammy's involved. That's their thing. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you never know. You never know. I know that, you know, she's kind of in a vulnerable spot, so Lucas is a classy guy. He's not going to run in and take advantage of the poor girl. But, you know, that's just there, and, you know, they tend to fight a lot, and what usually happens after you fight, you get some makeup love, so who knows? He's got a lot of guys to push aside before he can do that.
Yeah, Sammy's got a line.
Got a long line. A lot of traffic on that road.
Oh, how do you feel about the reveal that Will was the one who shot EJ and Lucas was the one who went to prison?
Well, that I kind of played that Lucas knew that, but kind of stepped up for his son to take the rap.
Mm-hmm.
But really was surprised when everyone else found out and how they found out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Lucas was kind of hip to the whole thing and, you know, wanted to take the bullet, so to speak, for his son and take the rap. But he was more concerned how EJ found out and if EJ was blackmailing him
mm-hmm.
by having him work for him because of that. So James and I have some really good scenes. He's a really good actor, so kind of having a confrontation with him is always... It's always a challenge. It's always a full load.
With everything going on with Lucas, are we going to see Lucas be a hero, or is he going to be a bit more gray? Where do you see him going?
I think that the beauty of the character is he ties in so many different storylines. It kind of is like a chameleon, and there is a lot of gray area with him. He kind of plays both sides of the fence, but I think his loyalty lies with the people that he considers family, and that would be his mom, and you know, Sammy's a huge part of his family because they have kids together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that ultimately he would, his loyalty would be to them over, you know, anyone else that might come into the picture. But you know, you have to tune in to find out. You got to tune in to see what switches in next.
Will Lucas be more involved with the Hortons, with Jennifer and Maggie?
I hope so. I mean, I love working with Melissa Reeves. She's a great actress and brings so much to every scene. And, you know, it's very powerful and emotional, so there's always good scenes waiting to be had there. But I would think that he would definitely be more active as a Horton, especially since the recent departures of a lot of older Hortons and, you know, the family needing support and backup.
A lot of your fans tweeted me. They wanted you to answer whether or not you're going to be shirtless anytime soon on the show.
There's always a possibility that Lucas is going to take it off. Always that lingering. I haven't done it yet.
Aww.
But I'm willing to change that at any time they are. So
well, you
at some point it's coming off.
Yeah, you're going to have to let everybody know. And I've gotten a lot of compliments for your dog avatar on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's my German Shorthair pointer at night. And I took it where his eyes lit up because of the flash. He kind of looks like an alien dog. that's Seamus, my dog.
I'm sorry, you guys. Maybe we can just start wrapping it up a little bit.
Sure. Last one. Brian, can we have one of your impersonations?
Impersonations?
Yeah.
I have three impersonations, you idiot. I told you the book that you in her truth. Now she knows everything. I love doing Jonas Glow. He's my favorite.
Thank you very much. That was great. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Maya.
Thank you, Carrie.
Bye-bye.